True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Wednesday throughout the baseball season, we get somebody from Foul Territory to hang out with us for a bit. You can catch their show weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Sam, that show's everywhere. A couple weeks ago, I'm sitting down for a haircut, middle of the afternoon, and bam, Foul Territory is on Marquee, the Cubs station here in Chicago. So this show is absolutely blowing up. This week, we have Eric Kratz on the show. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Tell me more about those haircuts. So exactly how did that go?
You're lucky.
I love hearing stories about things that I have no idea what is going on in those barbershops, salons.
Yes.
When's the last time you paid for a haircut?
Let's see. The Hair Corral in – no. I'm sorry. In the big leagues, I got Da Juice. He has tattooed Da Juice on his eyebrow in Miami. In Miami, he gave me a haircut. He gave me like a hard part right here. He got me a fade and a faux hawk. I look pretty sick.
You didn't go by yourself. You didn't find the juice by yourself.
No way.
The juice is in the club. Is in the stadium. He was like Dontrell Willis's barber, and so when they built the new stadium in Miami, bangarang, the juice gets a little barbershop. Everybody uses it.
Wow.
I love this. I did not expect this start, but I love it and I applaud it. So I don't know if you remember, we had you on about 6 weeks ago and Joe and I were saying eventually the Rangers are going to turn it up. And it may be too little too late. Obviously they have some injuries to some of their big bats, but they are as right there as it gets, a game and a half out of the wild card. I know of all these on the shelf. I know they have some issues, Seager and Simeon and all that. But can this team get in? Do you believe they will?
No, but that makes for a really short segment if I just say no. So, honestly, like, it's a little cringy that they have all these guys out and now they're doing well. It's not the Stars' fault. It's maybe the approach to how they're doing it in the sense of how do you build – if you're Chris Young, how do you build this roster? You need dudes that are, yes, experienced, yes, good at baseball. That's the only way you win. But maybe they need a little infusion and some energy. And I think that's what they tried to do when they brought over Jock Peterson. Yes, Jock Peterson hits a heater. Jock Peterson didn't hit any heaters. And when you go into a clubhouse where guys – Kevin Pillar came on our show and was like, you know what? It just seemed like everybody was kind of doing their thing. And then, boom, pregame, we would go out and stretch together. And that was one of the first times I saw my teammates. That doesn't mean they're not working. It doesn't mean they're not good players. It just means there's a sense of, like, to win in a big league season, you got to, like, kind of be around each other. You got to, like, pull for each other. I don't think it was anything nefarious, but you got to have that energy to come and beat the other team every single night, no matter what, especially when this lineup has been struggling for a majority of the year.
Let's talk MVP for both leagues. Last night, Schwarber, 50th bomb on the year. What a season he's put together. First time he's done it in his career. You got Cal Raleigh on the other side, 53 home runs on the year. So we live in the betting market. That's what we talk about every day. And the betting market is saying there is no way Schwarber is the NL MVP. And it's probably going to be Judge. Raleigh has a chance, but it's probably going to be Judge. What do you think about that? You got these guys like raking. They're going to end up, you know, mid-50s at the very least. And it doesn't look like either will be MVP.
And that's okay, because we clamor and crave for all-around hitters. We clamor and crave for guys who can do everything. Run, throw, hit, and hit for average. And the power's there. I get it. I can't discount a historic season by a catcher. I can't discount that if the Mariners didn't have Cal Raleigh, they'd be cooked. I mean, there's a chance, because we talked about it out, off the top, they could be cooked anyway. Like, if they have a slide and the Rangers stay hot, they could be cooked. But when in the game, you're clamoring for all-around players, I have a hard time believing Aaron Judge does not win the MVP. He's the most valuable player. Do you want to give Cal Raleigh the award for historic season, top offensive season by a catcher, top home run season by Mickey Mantle? Like, he's just chasing Mickey Mantle's home run record for a switch hitter. Everybody needs to go and look at what his batting average was during that season. Does he have a lot of RBIs? Absolutely. That's why he is valuable to their team. Is Cal Raleigh the most valuable player in the league? I think the betting market got it right. I think it is Aaron Judge right now. But, man, I'm going to be excited to watch these last 2 weeks, because Cal Raleigh's not going to hit over 250. And to win an MVP and not hit over 250 when somebody else has a almost 1,100 OPS, that's impressive. But Shohei, slam dunk. I even put in – because I really like Kyle Schwarber and I like what he's done for this team. I even put in a little bet on Kyle Schwarber just so that I could say I had some money on Kyle Schwarber for the MVP when it was like at like – I don't know, like a – foul. I think it was at like plus 1,000 or something. I'm like, yes, I just have to say, I still didn't believe there was a shot, because Shohei pitches and hits. He's the best player in the league. Until he is not pitching and hitting, he will be the MVP every single season. Sorry, lock it up. Write it down.
It just feels like, barring an injury, he's the guy. And he should be the guy, to your point.
If he hurts his right hand and he can't swing a bat, Shohei Ohtani will probably come out and be like a left-handed thumber. He'll probably just throw in curveballs and changeups and splitters. Like, that is what he is. He is that much better. And going back to the Judge part, Judge's OPS compared to Cal Raleigh's OPS, I just heard it yesterday, is the difference between Cal Raleigh and Jung Ho Lee. So that feels like that's how much better of a season Judge's having.
Speaking of awards that are probably over, given the price, Skeens is minus 10,000 to win the Cy Young. And we see Skeens today. He's pitching on the road in Baltimore. What's your favorite part about watching him work every fifth day?
I don't even think he's reached his peak yet. In an era where we watch pitchers that take a heavy ball, run as fast as they can, throw it up against the wall, and then they get on the mound and their first throw is like this like crow hop down the mound, and the catcher's like, ah, I can't catch it. Like, he lives in an era where max effort on the mound is like mandatory. Like, if you don't, is this guy hurt? Does he not care? Does he not like the big leagues? And he does it at such ease. Like, he misses a spot and gets a strikeout, and you can like see he kind of like stares off into the scoreboard at PNC Park, and he's like, he's either thinking I could have been better than that, or he's thinking, man, I only have 4 years, 233 days left in this place. But it looks like it's so easy. It looks like it's so easy. And talking to people that worked with him before he even made it to the big leagues, his ability to take a baseball and, you know, like, well, what happens if I grip the middle of the seam? And they're like, well, this happens, this happens. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to split it a little farther. Oh, now I have Johan Duran's best pitch, and he's the elite closer, but I'm going to throw it as a starter. We'll call it a splinker. Like, it's like, he's on another level right now. And to me, the way he throws, he may be, this is crazy to say, he may be averse to injuries because it doesn't look like he is putting max effort in when he's out there, which is how you stay healthy.
Yeah, kids go nuts for, like, there's a ton of videos like what you're talking about, what you're doing right there with his different pitch grips. And yeah, he comes up with his own thing with a lot of them. And it isn't the typical kind of pitches that we all grew up learning. I was curious what you just said about just about how everything is max effort, right? Like in the draft, those top end pitchers, you got to throw this hard. Like I'll see it in social media because, you know, I'm involved in baseball at a much younger level. Like, this guy's throwing this hard. If you want to play in high school, you've got to hit that. You got to throw this hard at this age and this hard at that age. And they haven't even hit puberty. And like, kids are stressing out about this. I grew up watching Greg Maddux. Like, is there room still in today's game, or will we go back there where can you pitch? How's your movement? I don't care if you can hit 98. How's your movement? I also watched, you know, like mostly almost every outing for Kyle Hendricks. Like, I think to him, like, he could get his fastball low 90s maybe, but he's a pitcher. He knew how to pitch. Do you feel now like teams are willing to work with those guys?
Willing to work with them? Yes. Willing to give them a long enough leash that I think a lot of guys need in baseball, because you're going to have ups and downs. Not everybody just goes to the big leagues. And my advice to pitchers, my advice to young pitchers, whatever it is, little league, going into high school, going into college, college, going into pro ball, whatever it is, know that you can throw the baseball hard. That's bar none what you have to do. You have to be able to touch 92. You have to be able to touch 95. Whatever it is, you're left-handed, maybe a little bit less. Know that you can throw hard. And then as soon as you can throw hard, be a little bit of a prude with it. Hold it back. Don't show everybody. Be like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? 86, 87, 86, 87. Now, on a high school, like talk about high school, now on a high school team, there might be two, maybe three good hitters. Now, when you get in a jam and those dudes are up, bow, there's your 92. Bang, there's your 95. But that's not how it works. First pitch of the game. And I saw this with Noah Syndergaard, and I saw it early on in his career when he was having a lot of his injuries with DeGrom. First pitch of the game, radar gun goes up. Well, I guess I got to throw it as hard as I can. Boom, 95. Wow, that's amazing. I just saw a kid, he just committed to Penn State. And the most impressive thing that I heard the Penn State pitching coach say to him was, you know what we really loved about your outing is you sat 88 to 90, you touched 92, but your last pitch of the game was 91 miles an hour. Like, that whole inning, he sat 90 miles an hour. He didn't lose his velocity. If you come out, if you want to be a closer in high school, I promise you are not going to be a big league starting pitcher. That's not how it works. Like, you got to learn how to pitch, but you also got to learn the velocity. You got to go to somebody who can teach you how to pitch, because all these gurus, all these people who give you a heavy ball and they get the radar gun out and they slap your back and they take some smelling salts, they teach you how to throw hard. They don't teach you how to pitch. And you gotta definitely find somebody, and you got to figure it out on your own. But you don't have to pitch at 97 miles an hour. You can pitch at 90 if your peak is 97. Just know that it's there, and when they need it, there's a little gas face. We'll see you later.
Got about 2 minutes here, Kratz. Open-ended question. Who's the guy you can't wait to watch pitch this postseason? There's got to be one guy you can't wait for.
I want to see how the Dodgers use their rotation, but I want to see how they use Ohtani. Ohtani's production at the plate is significantly dropped the day he pitches and the next day. How are they going to use him? I want to see the numbers. If he throws five innings, Does that leak into his offense for the next 2 days after he pitches? I really want to see him in the postseason, because anytime he's on, anytime it comes up in the four box and Shohei's on hitting, pitching, whatever it is, I'm locked into that game. That is, it's must-see TV.
You got a baseball there. When you were catching, what was your favorite pitch to call? Who threw it? What was the one that, you went to when you needed a wipeout pitch?
I mean, I guess recency, I'm like, there's some pitchers who you're like, really doesn't matter what I call. Like Wade Davis in 2014, he had like five pitches, and some days he'd be like, I don't know, I don't want to throw the cutter today when he comes in to close it out. I'm like, all right, we won't. And then we get in a jam, and he's like shaking. I guess he wants the cutter now. So that's a big one. But my thing, my most recency bias would have been Josh Hader. Josh Hader fastball just gets blown away. Just unless Carlos Martinez is up. No, not Carlos Martinez. Anyway, Martinez from the Cardinals. He could always hit a dinger off him, but that's it. Everybody would swing and miss at his heater. So Josh Hader's fastball.
All right, good stuff. Eric Kratz with us, Foul Territory. Check him out weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk soon, all right, as we get closer to playoffs.
Enjoy your haircuts, guys.
Take care. There's Eric Kratz there. Some Major League Baseball inching closer and closer. Coming up next, let's get to back to some college football. How about that? Caroline Fenton will be joining us. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are again, Florida. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Let's talk some college football. Caroline Fenton, friend of the show, now joining us. She's got a brand new show, Yahoo Sports Daily, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. You can find that on the Yahoo Sports YouTube page. Good morning, Caroline. Thanks for joining us.
It is a good morning because have you seen the slate this weekend? In college and the NFL, we get Commanders, Packers on Thursday night, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, like, the stories write themselves. It is a good morning when that is the week of football that we have upcoming.
I have learned many, many times it's really dumb to pile in against Nick Saban, and it's really dumb to pile in against Kirby Smart. Yet, here we are, Georgia, Tennessee. This number opened at 6 in Vegas. Georgia minus 6. Now we're down to 3.5. And I just warn people to be careful going against Georgia. I know they haven't played anybody yet, but I have learned my lesson going against those two guys. Are you surprised by this hellacious appetite to take Tennessee against Georgia?
I'm not surprised by it. And I would agree with you that betting against Kirby Smart many a times has caused me to go stupid. Why would you do that? Why would you pick against Kirby Smart? I'm not surprised by it. You know, look, Tennessee has lost 8 straight to Georgia. Josh Heupel has never beaten Kirby Smart. And in every game that Josh Heupel has lost to Georgia, it's been by 2 touchdowns or more, even with some of those prolific Josh Heupel offenses that we've seen so far at Tennessee. It's crazy, crazy staggering numbers, but it still doesn't surprise me. And I think it's because the vibes in Knoxville and the way that Tennessee fans, rightfully so, feel about their football team, all of the optimism in the world, right? Like, we've seen Joey Aguilar make several throws in just two games that Nico Iamaleava would not have made or really didn't make last season at Tennessee. So this Josh Heupel offense feels like it's clicking so much more, at least the pass game is clicking so much more than it did under Nico. And then you look at Georgia, and I think there is maybe some confusion, maybe some frustration, maybe some lack of optimism about how dynamic this offense can be under Gunnar Stockton. It doesn't look as dynamic early as it did, say, under Carson Beck last season. So I think just the, based off the feelings alone, what we've seen so far from these two teams, I mean, Tennessee dropped, what, 70-plus in their game this past week, where Georgia kind of stumbled at times against Austin Peay. That's not what you want to see against a team that has national championship hopes, that's going on the road in one of the most difficult places to play in all of college football, in Neyland Stadium. That's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. It's sold out already. They're checkering Neyland Stadium. Like, it's a special and intimidating place to play when you're a team that's struggling a little bit. So it doesn't surprise me, but even still, I just said it, I don't bet against Kirby Smart. You know, with when you play Georgia, the difficult thing is you are never going to, you know, out-discipline Georgia. You're not going to out-physical Georgia, or at least it's really difficult to out-discipline or out-physical Georgia. The path that I see here for Tennessee is they're just better in the run game, that they're just, you know, out, you know, equaling the physicality on the lines of scrimmage, that I don't see Georgia turning the ball over, making silly mistakes, doing, you know, committing bad penalties, that's going to, you know, open up the door for Tennessee. In order to beat Georgia, you have to beat Georgia at their own game. And it's just hard for me to trust Tennessee doing that with the small sample size that we have of this version of the Vols.
I feel like everyone's going to have a pretty strong opinion on Miami, South Florida. Do you lean Miami brings USF back to reality? They're going to cover the point spread around 17.5 right now, or South Florida, they hang at the very least. They have a chance to do it again, and everybody's going to be talking playoff.
Oh, I wish so badly I could buy into the latter. Like, it's such an exciting Cinderella story, and I love South Florida's coach, Alex Golish. I think that he will have a Power Four job here in the next couple of years. Like, I want so badly to root for that storyline, but I buy more into Miami brings them back down to earth, which is okay, right? South Florida has two top 25 wins through 2 weeks. They go into the Swamp. They get a win over the Gators. Like, that in and of itself is a really impressive resume. And I think they, even with a loss to Miami, if they do lose to Miami, they still have a strong case to be the Group of Five representative in the college football playoff. I think a couple things are at play here, though. Florida, you could make an argument, was possibly overlooking South Florida. Florida goes on the road to LSU this weekend. Maybe they were looking ahead to that game, a team that they knocked off last season. Jack Pyburn, a former Gator, transfers to LSU. That's a revenge game. That maybe they're overlooking South Florida. I don't think Miami, after South Florida did what they did last week, Miami is not going to overlook South Florida. And I think also the quarterbacks are at play. DJ Lagway, I think, has the potential to be a star in college football. But I think DJ Lagway is still kind of showing his youth. DJ Lagway is still showing his inexperience a bit, that Florida still is kind of struggling with the, you know, the dinking and the dunking offensively. Well, Carson Beck has played a lot of college football, has seen a lot of college football. Carson Beck has the ability to take whatever the defense gives him. If it's dinking and dunking, that's exactly what Miami is going to do. Carson Beck also has that home run throw ability. So I think where DJ Lagway is still learning, he's still kind of green. I have optimism for DJ Lagway, but he's still learning at this point. Carson Beck is a vet, and he's not going to make some of those mistakes and is going to take what the defense gives him, which is not something that I could say about DJ Lagway at Florida. So Miami brings South Florida back down to earth, but it's still such a fun story in college football.
You brought up Lagway. We got Florida at LSU, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Clemson, Georgia Tech. Those are three pretty high-profile games. Is there one that you're more excited about than the others?
Oh, they're all going to be good. I love anytime I get to watch Georgia Tech football. It's, you know, smack you in the face, physical, like football guy, old school football kind of approach that Brent Key has brought to this program. And now whenever you see Georgia Tech on your schedule, you have to look at it and say, oh, great. Like, oh, we're going to play these guys. It's going to be smash you in the mouth kind of football. And I think the Georgia Tech game last year is the perfect example of that. I think we've maybe questioned some of the physicality on this Clemson team. Defensively, they didn't get a whole lot of push against an LSU offensive line that was replacing four starters. Maybe that Clemson defensive front is not quite as physical as we expected them to be going into the season. And on the other side, LSU's defensive front was able to make things really difficult for Cade Klubnik. So if Georgia Tech brings that same kind of physicality, no, I don't think that the talent level at Georgia Tech matches the talent level at LSU or really at Clemson for that matter, but just that level of physicality, I think, could make things difficult for Clemson. Florida and LSU, obviously. You can see the helmet behind me. I'm an LSU alum. I'm very excited for this game just as a fan, but I also think that this is going to be a prove-it kind of opportunity for Brian Kelly and for LSU. If you want to be a national championship contender, which is exactly where LSU wants to be, it's where they think they should be, well, you have to beat teams like Florida that just got by South Florida at home when you get them in Death Valley. So this is, I think, a good test and a good roadblock for this LSU team of just how competitive can they be, not just in the SEC, but nationally.
With Caroline Fenton, Yahoo Sports Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, you've got BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Notre Dame back in action. We saw in the first weekend they end up losing in a close game against Miami, put up a good battle on the road. They go on by, and they've been stewing over this one. So now they're sizable favorites at home under the lights against Texas A&M. Caroline, the number is 6.5. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, this spread just feels a little bit too big, in my opinion, for two teams that are built to run the football, two teams that play really good defense. We saw a really low-scoring affair last year. And I get it that Notre Dame's probably been stewing on the Miami loss for the last 2 weeks. Why anybody has a bye in week two, that's beyond me. That's a conversation for a different day. So I do think that there's probably that revenge factor that they've probably in that locker room been talking about this game for now 2 weeks. So there is an element to that, to building that up, to fixing the mistakes that maybe plagued them in week one against Miami. But I also don't think that Texas A&M is going to let what lost them this game last year happen again this year. And that was kind of falling apart defensively in the second half. You know, when you have Mike Elko, a defensive-minded head coach, I think you're going to see much more clean football this go around. This game, though, to me, is which quarterback do you trust more? Marcel Reed, who's really coming into his first year as a starter. We saw him get some starts last year. He got some play last year, but this is really now he is the guy. Same thing with CJ Carr at Notre Dame. We've seen a couple of these guys make some mistakes early, not be able to pull away. You know, Texas A&M wasn't able to pull away in their first couple of weeks, but which quarterback either can step up more or makes fewer mistakes, I think, is going to be the difference in this one. But I still think just with the mentality and the identity of these two teams, it'll be a low-scoring affair. So I would take Texas A&M with the points, but I do think Notre Dame is going to be able to pull this one out at home.
I've aligned myself with Carson Beck. I did that back in the summer at a pretty nice price. Joe has started the double dip on Mateer at Oklahoma. So we have picked our sides as of now. Your thoughts so far on the Heisman race, and maybe if there's a name or two that we should be talking about that we aren't yet. I know Nussmeier's a favorite. You got the LSU helmet there. But is there a name that we should be talking about that we aren't yet, maybe?
I would look away from the quarterback position. Obviously, you know, the betting markets and history would show us that it's a quarterback award. It feels like that sometimes it's the quarterback of the best team in the country that gets that Heisman edge. I kind of like Jeremiah Smith potentially in the Heisman Trophy conversation because there is so much change on that Ohio State team, whether it's with the coordinators at the quarterback position, replacing 8 starters defensively. I do think, though, that Jeremiah Smith is that one of those pieces that is, you know, the foundation from that national championship run, that we might see a whole lot of Julian saying going to Jeremiah Smith. We've seen his ability to take over games. I think he'll just continue to do that. It's really kind of tough for a wide receiver or a non-quarterback to get that edge in a quarterback world and in a quarterback market. But I, as much as I love a good quarterback, I would like to give some love to other difference makers out there. So I want to look at Jeremiah Smith potentially for a value pick.
Oh, okay. You also cover some NFL, live in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we were talking about the Bryce Young reaction, what we've seen, like Arizona now favored by 7. It was just 4.5. And now people are so out on the Panthers. It's gone all the way to 7. So how bad is it locally?
It's pretty rough. And I think there was a lot of optimism in the off season. You and I actually had a plumber, just bought a new house, had a plumber over, and he was asking me all these questions about, you know, Bryce Young and the Panthers. Could they be a dark horse to win the NFC South? And I was like, John, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this, but no. But that was the feeling, right? There was optimism, and rightfully so. We saw so many great flashes from Bryce Young at the end of last season. So I think even just that optimism was rooted in something that was very, very fragile. It was just like, we hope that this could happen. We hope these things come together. We hope that Ted Aroa McMillan can add that next level to this offense. We hope that, you know, maybe the drops start to dissipate a little bit this season. And in just 1 week, it's like, great. We suck again. You know, everything that we thought could change in the offseason, at least in 1 week, hasn't. That's not to say they can't figure things out over the next 16 weeks, but not a whole lot of optimism happening here in Charlotte.
I don't mean to go back to college, but I have to bring up the lady who said she was going to buy out DeBoer's contract if she won the Powerball. I thought about you. I thought about you right away, and then Paul says, we're going to get her on the show. Don't worry. She claimed if she won the Powerball, she was going to pay the $70 million to buy out DeBoer's contract. I love that.
Incredible. That is queen and icon behavior. And I know that everybody rolls their eyes at the SEC tagline, like, it just means more. That's what that means. Like, when this woman is buying a Powerball ticket, you know, if I bought a Powerball ticket, if I got, you know, $1.5 billion, I'd be looking at, you know, homes in the south of France. I'd be looking at, you know, buying a bunch of shoes and diamonds and all these lovely things. No, she has her eyes set on something much more valuable, and that is national championships in Tuscaloosa. So I appreciate it so much. It is fantastic, and I think it's the perfect kind of perfect evaluation of how people are feeling in Alabama right now. It is truly running around with your head cut off.
I win the Powerball. Sports is the last thing I'm thinking about. The only thing is I'm quitting my job first. Like, that's first.
Like, what can I buy? Like, not who can I buy out.
Sorry, Sam.
Good to know, Joe. Bad. Good to know.
Yep. Okay. Good yes, to know. I would assume the same for you if you win the Powerball. Did you really hold your plumber's hand? Just to break
I did
the
not.
News?
But I did. Okay. I just kind of verbally talked him down a little
consoling.
Bit.
Like,
hey, you know, I'm going to verbally console you. Lovely man. Highly recommend. But yeah, it was just, and then he's also a North Carolina fan as well. And so this was UNC getting their butts whooped by TCU. And he asked me, like, do you think Bill Belichick still has it? And I said, again, I'm going to verbally hold your hand when I say this. No, it's going to be a disaster. So everybody T's and P's to all the Panther and Tar Heel fans out there.
For sure. Caroline Fenton, thank you for joining us. Check out Yahoo Sports Daily. Good stuff there on college football and, of course, the NFL. Joe, Sammy P, Lightning Bets are next on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Few terrific guests with us today. Just heard from Caroline Fenton on college football. We had Nate Collins on the NFL earlier in the show. Also, Eric Kratz. Loved it. Had a baseball in his hand the entire time. He was ready to talk ball. He's got some strong opinions. He's always fun jumping on the show as we get closer and closer to the playoff picture. Joe O, Sammy P, lightning bets in just a quick moment. But first, Sam, I saw this and I wanted Paul to jump on to read the entire list because it is something that we've been referencing as we're getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Big matchup. Can't wait for it. Much better than what we saw last Thursday, even though that ended up being a pretty close game. Paul, please share the top five of the Athletic power rankings, because I think Sam will be interested in this list.
Part I actually liked about this the most is how hard it was to find. Most of the time I clicked
on them, I know.
404 not found, and I was like, maybe they're embarrassed, and they took them down. Eagles, number one.
Can you tell me who wrote this, first off?
Chad Graff, who I believe has a Minnesota background, and Josh Kendall.
Okay. Eagles.
Okay. Yeah, it's these two guys. All right. From first to worst, top five. Eagles. Last week they were number one for reference. Number two, Packers. Up from number three last week.
Number two.
First impression, the defense is impressive. Thanks. Back to you. Once
was that the breakdown?
First impression, that's word for word. The defense is impressive. Parsons. Once Parsons is comfortable, looked out. It's going to get spooky. That was a quote from Rashawn Gary. Once he and I figure some stuff out, watch out. It's going to get spooky. For sure.
Okay, so after watching Sunday night, they decided that the two best teams in the NFL are in the NFC.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm actually very mad right now, but I'm keeping my cool.
Okay.
You may see that $100 free bet I mentioned. You may see that in a Washington same game parlay at the end of this segment. Bills, last week, number four. They are up to number three.
Okay.
Chargers, number four. Up
oh, my God!
I thought that would do it.
From four? Up to four? They went up eight spots?
Yeah.
Because they beat Kansas City and Brazil, who loses worthy early in that game, who was clearly going to be a big part of their game plan. Chargers, four. Sam, don't worry. You haven't missed anything. We have not moved on from this Chargers four spot.
The Chargers are better than the Ravens?
Oh, Sam, you don't even want to know where the Ravens are. You don't even want to know who get there. Spoiler, it was not in the top five.
This is awful.
Wow, number five.
Five.
What I mean, this is good for us tomorrow night, I guess. Washington.
Okay.
Is the defense better, or were they just playing the Giants?
They want me to pay for this?
No. I might cancel my subscription. I've been canceling a lot recently.
Not subscribed.
Hold on.
Don't
we
plan
gotta
on
keep
it.
Going.
All okay.
Right. No, we don't, actually. We don't.
Where's Baltimore?
I think we should.
Tell us where Baltimore is.
49ers. 7. Ramley.
Where's Baltimore?
8. Ravens.
So, so those 7 teams would all be favored over Baltimore on a neutral? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of dumb stuff. This is stupid. This list sucks. I'm angry. I'm very angry right now. I don't know why, but I'm angry.
Where's Detroit?
9 Bengals, 10 Chiefs, 11 Bucks, 12
Vikings. The Bengals are better than the Chiefs?
Because they beat the Browns when they shouldn't have.
13 Steelers, 14 Lions.
14?
15 Broncos. 16 Colts, up from 28.
28 to 16? Oh, talk about overreaction. This is terrible. Who in the bottom 10 has no business being there?
We might have to do this on a weekly basis.
I need a screenshot of this list so I can tweet out that I've read the worst list of my entire life.
I was thinking the same thing.
I need somebody to give me a graphic of this list, because obviously you can't screen grab a whole story. I think you're right, Paul. I think somebody was embarrassed at this list, and that's why we're getting a 404 error message.
He found it eventually.
I mean, yeah, we could definitely take some, like, Dolphins, number 32, obviously overreaction, down from 19.
32?
They're not the worst team.
They're worse than the Saints.
Right. Bottom up, it goes Dolphins, Giants, Saints, Panthers, Patriots, Titans, Browns.
Patriots are what number?
28.
So now we're going too far the other way. I'd like to – where did they have them before?
23. So bottom 10.
Oh, okay. They weren't that high on them. Okay.
No.
So usually when I go to the gym, I have a nice mix of playlists. I've been very fond of the Rocky IV playlist the last month or so, but I shake it up quite a bit. I might now just start reading the athletic power rankings before I go to the gym, because I feel like I could take down Tyson. That's how mad I am right now.
This is awful.
It's pretty bad.
It's fireable. Honestly.
Hey, tough industry.
The take is so bad.
Tough industry. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's ridiculous. Does it get you clicks? Maybe that was the focus, but this is rough.
Can you again just say, according to The Athletic, the Baltimore Ravens are the blank best team in the NFL? One more time, just so I have this right.
8th.
Which teams are?
No credibility.
The Chiefs were
none.
Where was Kansas City again?
Chiefs were 10th.
10th. Yep. So we got 9 teams in the NFL better than the
Chiefs. There's 9 teams better than the Chiefs right now. 100%. I did not know about this list. I swear. This is a natural reaction. I knew nothing about this. I'm very triggered right now. Very triggered.
So I saw somewhere that The Athletic had the Packers too, and that's all I knew. And so I was like, Paul, can you find this list? Because if they got the Packers too, what are we doing here? I didn't know about this other stuff.
Chargers, 4th. Rams, 7th.
Yep, definitely. Yep, the Rams are definitely better than the Ravens. 100%.
So good. So good.
Colts, 16th.
Yeah.
From 28.
Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. This is Bet Sweats. That's over at BetMGM with your MLB parlays. Sammy P, can you pull yourself together and give us your lightning bets for today?
I'm looking at a parlay against the Packers and against the Chargers. That's where I'm at. Okay, so I get the Raiders at home as a 3.5-point dog. And the Commanders on the road is a 3.5-point dog. Let me do that parlay real quick. I like the Commanders. I'm going to just do what Joe said, and let's just bet the 3.5 now. So that's my lightning bet. But after hearing that horrendous list, all I want to do is moneyline parlay the Commanders and the Raiders. And that would give me plus 550. Let's do that, too, because I'm pissed off. Let's go Commanders and Raiders moneyline parlay. Small. Little bet to win a lot. Pizza money bet, Joe.
Pizza. All right, we're on the same page. I also had the Commanders written down. And Commanders, I'm worried that we're going to lose the 3.5. That's where I'm going. And Paul gave out the other one yesterday. We're on the same page with that one as well. I'm worried about losing 2 3.5s at some point today. It's Washington and Jacksonville. Washington 3.5 tomorrow night in Green Bay, and Jacksonville on the road getting 3.5 at Cincinnati. So I want to lock both of those in before we end up losing that hook, because that would really piss me off. If we're talking about something, I want to bet it. It's a dog I like, and then I wait too long for no reason, and that now I'm getting plus 3 instead of plus 3.5. Paul, what do you have?
All right, so using this free bet that I talked about tomorrow night on a Commanders taking down this impressive Packers defense. So tell me which leg you hate. Commanders money line. Jaden Daniels over 1.5 touchdowns, passing touchdowns. Scary Terry, touchdown. He's one of those two, or one of those more than two. Jaden Daniels, 300-plus passing yards. Comes in at plus 2,200.
Oh, I like it. It's correlated. I'll tell you that. You're not going too far. And, oh, let me get some Packers stuff in here. Nah. Let me do any of that. Sounds like you're correlated to Washington alt, honestly. Do you want to do moneyline?
Careful. Careful, Paul. They are the second best team in the NFL.
And the defense is impressive. Quote.
Is Chad Graff coming on the show tomorrow?
No. No.
Yeah, we got an open slot. Let me reach out.
No. I'll be sick tomorrow if he's on the show. I'm sick right now.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. We thought the top 25 voter in college football that we didn't even get to was bad. How about this?
Oh, Jake. Guess where Chad Graff went to college?
Where?
Northwestern.
Wisconsin.
Yeah! Oh. Look, it's Sam's doing a deep dive on Chad Graff. Go ahead,
it
Jake.
Is Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I like a bunch of dogs today. Give me the Rangers, the Astros, and the White Sox. And I think Mike Trout gets to 400 home runs tonight. 2 home runs for him is 27-1.
Ooh, he needs 2.
He's at 398.
Doing it.
I am betting it. He goes against Taj Bradley, who loves to serve up a home run.
All right, very good. We've got 10 toes down tomorrow. It's a 10 toes Thursday. Gertsch has been ready for days. I can't wait. Join us 9 a.m. Eastern, the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.